passionate after the game in London about getting this thing turned around in the second half of the season. What have you seen this week since you guys have all been back together in terms of attitude and practice, tempo, and that kind of stuff?
Well, the tempo and practice has been excellent. I think that the thing that I know I look forward to or look to see is just, you know, the attitude. And you see a lot of, even though we're in a tough, we dug ourselves a tough hole thus far, you know, it's not a, you know, guys are having fun playing the game. You have to do that. And, you know, when that's evident and the challenges are evident in practice and the guys going after things the way we've been going after them, it's always a uplifting thing and to look forward to the game to get this this bad taste out of your mouth.
What about their ability to run the ball? They gouged you pretty good the last game last year, and they just carried on with Thomas Jones. What is it about their schemes, things that they do that make them so effective running the ball?
Well, they have a, you know, they have a sound attack, and when you have two backs capable of doing what those guys are doing, obviously you know Charles with his outside ability, but you know you can't sleep on Jones, who's been, you know, one of the leaders in rush yards for the last couple of years. You know, they have a potent attack. So the thing that we have to do defensively, we have to tackle well. We have to tackle well. We have to do our set the edges on these guys and tackle well. That's going to be the key for us, is to tackle well.
When you're talking about fundamental stuff like that, what about when it comes to pass rush and turnovers and that stuff? Are you able to kind of focus on the two when it comes to like those big hits, flash plays, turnovers?
Well, that's always an emphasis. And usually those things come when you have guys, a lot of guys flying to the ball. And that's something we definitely have to make sure happens this way. We can't depend on one guy to tackle these backs. Everybody has to fly to the ball. And when you get there, you know, have that in mind. And, you know, we've done a good job of practicing that this weekend, as we do most of the time, of trying to make sure that we're turnover-minded. You can't make things happen as far as pressuring yourself. But when that opportunity presents itself and you see an opportunity, you have to take it. And, you know, to me, that all comes down when you're having fun playing a game and you're not tight and tense, you'll do those things. When you're not, you'll just make the tackle.
Brian, why will the Broncos be better in the second half of the season?
It's not about telling you where we're going to be better. It's about doing it. And I think that's the mindset. It's not about telling you what we're going to do. We're going to change this and change that. No, it's not. Those things have never worked in the game. It's about going out and doing our job and having a good time. That's something you're going to hear me say. We're going to have a good time playing this game. And when you do that, when you have excitement, when you play with the emotion that, you know, we always played playing this game, then you're going to make those plays when they come up.
Can you have a good time when you're struggling, though? Can you have a good time when you're 2-6?
You have to. You don't enter the game with 2-6 on your mind. You enter the game with, this is a game that we're going to win. We're going to try our best to go out and do what we do. So you don't go into a game saying, oh, we're 2-6. No, that's not the way you play any sport, not just football.
When you practice all summer on a 3-4 defense and you have to adjust on the fly because of injuries, how difficult is that?
You have to do whatever the situation calls for. You have to be able to adjust. And you know, we've had our share of difficulties, whether it be injury, but you can't use that as an excuse. Nobody, you know, everybody goes through injuries at different points of the season. It just so happened we've had, you know, a couple of them real early, but at the end of the day, we've had our opportunities to win games. We just have come up short in making plays. We can't use it as an excuse, and we won't.
Is there anything that has to change scheme-wise, this thing, in terms of defensively mixing up blitz packages, stuff like that, or are you guys going to stick to the bread and butter?
No, we're going to stick to what we do. Because like I said, we've been in place to make the plays. We just haven't made them. So, it's nothing Wink can call as far as, you know, on some of the passes, you know, I've given up. He can't say, well, let's try this and do this different. No, when the ball is in there, I have to make sure that I come down with it or nobody comes down with it. Just, you know, for instance.
From the outside, you know, people are looking at this 2-6, and obviously you guys talk about, well, there's all the division games still to go to make hay. Have you, as a veteran group, discussed kind of the state of where things are as players, or do you not need to at this point?
I think, you know, we have, you know, Josh and Wink, they've done a good job of self-evaluating where we are, as the things that we've done or did not do the first half of the season, and they've let us know the things we need to work on, and we've taken those things, and we've worked on them. And so we're going to go into this second half, and it's not about without – it's not about – when you have a team that has struggled the way we struggled in certain situations and come up short, it's not about outside perception. You can't allow outside perception to drive what you are as a team. And so that's something we can't do and we won't do.
Brian, do you think that players should have more say in the fines on helmet hits and flagrant fouls?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How do you think you guys can have more say in
what? We'll see going forward, but you know, it's a tough thing to be to play this game the way we play it, regard of where it is as it is, as far as a fast game, you're making split second decisions. And things are going to happen, and they're going to, you know, fine accordingly. But at the same time, to not have any say-so at all in it is a tough pill to swallow.
Do you think the rules of enforcement are clear enough right now as they're written?
No. It's just one of those things, like I said, it's not as easy for us to play the game. We don't play the game with a remote in our hand to be able to rewind and slow down. We don't play the game like that. The game has never been played like that. It will never be played like that. It will always be huge collisions. There will always be things that are going to happen split second. And, you know, it's just one of those things, a part of the game. This is a physical, in-your-face sport.
Are you thinking about it? Was there ever a hit in the San Francisco game? You thought, oh.
No.
Not think about it at all?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I play my game. I mean, I played my game for these last – you know, these years that I played, been blessed to play, I've been fine along the way different times. But, you know, in each one of those other games that I've had big collisions, it was just a split second decision. The guy didn't move his head, he didn't duck, and it was a good hit. But had he had those big hits that I've had in the past, had that guy ducked his head a slight, you know, fraction of an inch, it would have been a helmet to helmet. I can't worry about that. I have to go play my game.
There was this isn't as much about legislation, but I was watching a show last night and Phil Simms had said, you know, there's a guy who makes, say, $8 million and he gets fined $50,000, but then there's a guy who makes the NFL minimum who gets fined $50,000, and then that inequity shouldn't be that way. They should have some kind of a way to, I don't know, a sliding scale based on that. I mean, what do you think of that?
I don't know exactly what he's talking about in detail, so I won't comment on that too far. But, you know, to me, it's just like everything else, which is, you know, with your socks. If you get fined the first time, it's this. Second time, is that. Third time, is that. And as far as, you know, if I make a certain amount of money, I'm going to fine him more because he makes more. No, I don't believe in that.
Don't you think the NFL needs to be concerned? You guys are getting so much bigger and faster. You're way more athletic. So much stronger that if you continue to hit as hard as you
just
can.
Just give us flags, man. Give us flags. We'll play two-hand touch real hard and see if that draws a lot of fans. It won't. It won't. This is the game. The game is what it is. It's a physical game. We're going to have contact. It's going to be big hits. And, you know, I'm really kind of done talking about that. But it is what it is at this point. And we'll have to go forward with it.